The Cape Breton Regional Chamber of Commerce has announced their current CEO will be departing the organization next week. On Thursday, the chamber announced CEO Megan Penny would be leaving the organization on September 15th. Penny joined the chamber in 2023 and has served as CEO since May of 2024. I spoke with her about her time with the chamber and what she'll be doing next. We got the news, of course, that you're going to be moving on. And I guess first off, could you just tell us why you're leaving the chamber?
Yeah, I'm just excited for a new challenge and opportunity to learn and continue growing within my career. It definitely wasn't an easy decision to leave the chamber. I'm very sad to be leaving, and there's definitely lots that I'm going to miss. And it wasn't something that I had been thinking about. It just happened to come up.
Yeah, and it's okay if you can't, but are you able to tell us anything about this this new opportunity that came up?
Yeah, I'm going to be the executive assistant to the president and CEO at Cape Breton Beverages, Nova Scotia Spirit Co., Annapolis Cider, and Transatlantic Preforms.
Okay, cool. And I guess thinking back on your time with the chamber, is there anything you wanted to say about your time with the chamber, or any highlights you wanted to look back on?
I'm very grateful for all of the opportunities that I had at the chamber. There's honestly too many to name. So much stands out to me over the last couple of years, especially with the people that I've been working with, the board, some of the incredible events that we've had, and opportunities that I've had to interview government leaders and to connect with the business community and to learn and grow and to be challenged in this role. And I really am very proud and grateful for my time here.
And did you have a message for, I would say, probably both the team and for the business community? Did you have messages for both of them?
To both of them, I would just say thank you. Thank you especially to my team for working with me and being such a great team to work with, and all that we've been able to accomplish together, and to coming to work with such great energy and ideas every day, and the commitment to the chamber and having a great team. So I thank them for that. And of course, to the business community for the faith that they had in us and the trust to communicate on their behalf and the issues that they brought to us, and contributing to opportunities and growth at the chamber as well, attending our events and coming out. And it's been great to work with so many people within the business community, and also to learn from them and to be brought into their conversations and hear pieces of their business. It's been very fortunate to be in that position.
And how are you feeling about the future of the chamber once you leave? And I'm thinking kind of, you know, long term, you know, how the chamber has been growing over the years, but also the challenges that we're currently seeing in the business world.
Yeah, I think I'm feeling very confident in the future for the chamber. We've made some great progress over the last couple of years. We've really grown and have been able to take on new opportunities and challenges. And I feel good about where things are right now. Like I said, I'm very proud of my time here. So I think the future for the chamber is bright. There is definitely still a lot of work to be done. There is always something to be done at the chamber and to support the business community. So of course, even in these difficult times, that there is a lot of work, and it will be a challenge, of course, but that comes with anything. So it's a great place to be, and I'm very hopeful for the future of it.
Okay, great. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with me, and good luck going forward.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
The Chamber says their board of directors is working through the leadership transition and will share further information with members as soon as plans are finalized. This has been a conversation with outgoing Cape Breton Regional Chamber of Commerce CEO Megan Penny. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.